Radio Prague News.
Doctors' salaries increased by 3.7% last year, averaging 50,000 crowns per month, the Czech news site has reported. Three men charged with the killing of a homeless man in Šumperk last year have appeared in court on the opening day of their trial. The Czech Academy of Sciences has awarded visiting U.S. astronaut Andrew Feustel a medal recognizing his contribution to science and education. The news website IDNES has reported that the average salary for Czech doctors and dentists reached 50,000 crowns per month in 2010. According to the website, salaries improved by 3.7% from the previous year. Nurses at public hospitals earned an average of 27,000 crowns per month, some 4,000 crowns more than at private facilities. The average monthly salary in the Czech Republic is just under 24,000 crowns per month. Doctors' salaries are expected to further increase this year, when many saw pay rises following an intense campaign where doctors threatened to walk out or take jobs elsewhere. Three suspects charged with beating a homeless man to death last year appeared for the first time in court on Monday. Josef Král, Jiří's Noyel, both 19, and 25-year-old suspect Miroslav Červeňák are charged. Last September, under the influence of alcohol, they targeted and beat the 39-year-old victim in a Šumperk park, kicking him in the head and face. The victim later died in hospital. One of the suspects, Mr. Červeňák, has denied involvement, telling the court on Monday that he tried to get the others to stop. If found guilty, the three men could face up to 18 years in prison. Firefighters responded on Monday to a blaze in the Krkonoše Mountains in the north of the country, which destroyed two of three historic chalets dating back to the 19th century. The third building was also damaged, partly consumed by flames. The earliest chalet in the complex of buildings known as Petrova Boda was first opened in 1811 by Johann Petermann, was later transformed into a hotel by a follow-up owner. The buildings destroyed had been boarded up since 2008 and were in poor condition. The cause of Monday's fire has not been determined, but the police and firefighters are conducting an investigation. The Czech Academy of Sciences has awarded visiting U.S. astronaut Andrew Feustel a medal for his contribution to science, education and culture. The astronaut will tour Czech towns to give lectures and take part in debates on space exploration for almost 2 weeks. The 45-year-old Feustel will also co-chair a program prepared by the U.S. Embassy and the Academy of Sciences called the Junior Ambassadors of Science and Technology. Its aim is to encourage Czech youth to develop interests in engineering and the sciences. Mr. Feustel recently took a Czech flag and a plush toy of the legendary animated Czech character Krtek, or Mole, on the last mission of the space shuttle Endeavour. The astronaut's wife, Indira, who has Czech roots and is with him on his visit to the Czech Republic, said the idea of taking the popular Krtek on the mission was to draw children and youth to the wonders of space exploration. In other news, the film and television faculty of the Academy of Performing Arts, known as FAMU and based in Prague, has been named the best film school in Europe by the prestigious film magazine The Hollywood Reporter. In the article in the magazine, FAMU placed 7th out of 25 film schools worldwide. The American Film Institute topped the list, followed by the University of Southern California and the Beijing Film Academy. FAMU's place on the list is attributed to several reasons, not least because of its successful alumni. In the 1960s, these included filmmakers from the Czechoslovak New Wave, among them Miloš Forman, Věra Chykilová, and Jiří Menzel. Later graduates included the Bosnian filmmaker Emir Kusturica and the Polish-born Agnieszka Holland. I'm Jan Pellinger, and that's the news.
Hello, this is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio, with me, Jan Richter. In today's show, several significant changes to Czech traffic regulations come into force on Monday. Then we'll have a roundup of the latest news from the world of Czech sports. And later we talk to the singer Lucie Kostelecká, who brings South African music to Czech audiences.
I lived in South Africa for 3 years, and basically I just loved African music.
All that and more coming your way, so please stay tuned. Monday, the 1st of August, has brought into force an amendment to the road law which aims to simplify the penal point system in place by being more tolerant of minor offences while increasing punishment for dangerous driving. The new measures are the second phase of a reform aimed at making Czech roads safer. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
June of 2006 brought what was described as a revolution on Czech roads, a penal point system aiming to deal primarily with hazardous drivers and repeat offenders. Over those 5 years, 33,000 Czech drivers had their driver's licenses confiscated as a result of the new law, and the police have reported a drop both in the number of road deaths and serious accidents. However, with over 750 road deaths in 2010 and close to 3,000 serious injuries that year, the country still has a big problem. The newly introduced amendment to the penal point system targets the main reasons behind the still high death toll: excessive speeding, drink driving and risky overtaking. While 17 lighter offences have been dropped from the penal point system altogether and will now only be punishable by a fine, offences considered a serious threat to road safety will get a higher number of penal points. Excessive speeding and risky overtaking can get offenders 5 points out of an overall 12. Not using a safety belt, a frequent oversight, has seen an increase from 2 to 3 points in adults and 4 points if a child is found to be travelling without a safety belt. Whether or not the new amendment should introduce some degree of alcohol tolerance in a nation of recognised beer lovers caused a stormy debate in Parliament. In the end, the policy of zero tolerance continues, although drivers with a low alcohol content in their blood below 0.3% will only be fined, while those with anything above that stand to lose up to 7 points. A new measure which aims to target speeding is the removal of road signs alerting drivers to the presence of a police radar ahead. Although the police can still put up such signs at high-risk stretches of the road as a preventative measure, they will be able to use radars anywhere. Exceeding the speed limit by up to 5 kilometres in municipalities and by up to 10 on the highway can be punished by a fine of up to 2,500 crowns. Anything above that is punishable by the loss of up to 5 points. If they are dubious regarding the technical state of a vehicle, traffic police can order a driver to get an immediate check-up on condition that a facility providing that service is located no further than 4 kilometres away. And the amendment has finally addressed another problem plaguing traffic police, the notorious road races. While in the past Czech police had little clout in dealing with a matter, which was in sharp contrast with the state of affairs in neighbouring Germany, for instance, now even the mere suspicion that a driver is taking part in such a road race can result in the confiscation of the respective vehicle for up to 48 hours. The basic rule remains. On getting 12 points, a driver is stripped of his or her license for a year and needs to undergo psychological assessment tests to get it back. On the other hand, a year free of transgressions will make them eligible to get 4 points deleted. In the past 5 years that the penalty point system has been in force, over 33,000 drivers were stripped of their license. Of those, 1,720 were women. 80% of those who got penalised only once. And 5.8 million drivers still have a clean record.
Thank you, Daniela Lazarová. Now, Sara Borůvka has the latest Czech sports news.
Hello and welcome to the sports news. We start today with swimming. Barbora Závadová came in seventh in the women's 400-meter individual medley final at the FINA World Championships in Shanghai on Sunday, securing the best result by a Czech swimmer in the competition. The 18-year-old achieved a time of 4:38, improving on her own record by 5 seconds and securing a spot at the 2012 Olympic Games in London. This is what Barbora Závadová had to say after the race.
Certainly the first 200 meters are usually my strength, but I think that subconsciously I knew that I'd gone into it too quickly and that it either would be a brutal time or I would not get anywhere. The first 250 meters breaststroke really hurt, and unfortunately I was not able to go beyond the pain. And during the crawl, I was just looking forward to getting it over with.
Moving on to soccer, the Czech Republic have been drawn to face Malta, Armenia, Bulgaria, Denmark and Italy in qualifying games for the 2014 Football World Cup in Brazil. 53 teams will be competing for 13 spots in the qualifying stage, with only the winner of the group assured of playing in the competition. The group stage kicks off in the fall of 2012 and wraps up a year later. Czech captain Tomáš Rosický said the group was evenly matched, with four teams who would have ambitions to qualify. Meanwhile, the general manager of the Czech team, Vladimír Šmicer, said that the only thing they had been hoping for was not to draw world champions Spain or France. The last time the Czechs qualified for the World Cup, in 2006, they were knocked out in the group stage. And staying with soccer, the Czech Republic have reached the final of the European Under-19 Football Championship for the first time, after beating Serbia 4-2 in Friday's semi-final in Romania. The Czechs had a 3-0 lead within 20 minutes thanks to strikes from Tomáš Pšikril, Tomáš Kalas and Tomáš Jelicek. So far, the Czech team has won all of the games it played in the championship. However, they face Spain, who are world and European champions at senior level, in Monday's final, which will kick off at 7 p.m. after the recording of our program. Commenting on the match, team captain Jakub Brabec said that they would do all they could to stop the Spanish offense, but would not focus on individual players since the team as a whole was dangerous. Czech soccer's top flight competition, the Gambrinus League, resumed on Friday evening after a summer break. In the opening game of the 2011-2012 season, newly promoted Dukla Prague drew 0-0 at home with Sigma Olomouc. Dukla, previously one of the country's biggest clubs, had not played in the Czech First Division for 17 years. After the game, captain Jan Vorel gave his assessment.
We have to remember that for a lot of players this was the first time that they played a first division match, and we simply lack experience. I think that the first half was better, but the second was not any good. There is no point in lying about that.
Later on Friday, Bohemians 1905 beat Slavia Prague 2-0 at home at Eden, the stadium that they share. There are 30 rounds in the Gambrinus League, with the last one set for late May. Meanwhile, Sparta Prague kicked off their league campaign with a 4-0 away win over České Budějovice. That brings Sparta's total number of goals this season up to an impressive 9, with 5 scored in a match with Sarajevo on Thursday in a Europa League qualifier. Kamil Vacek scored 2 goals against České Budějovice on Sunday and made this comment after the match.
We really wanted to win because the matches in České Budějovice are always quite complicated for us. So this is a really valuable win for us, and we are glad we scored so many goals, even though I don't think this was our best game. I hope that we will get better and better, and that our performance will develop.
Sparta Prague's Kamil Vacek. And that is all the sports news for today.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. In this edition of One on One, we talk to the singer Lucie Kostelecká, who performs African music. Czech singer Lucie Kostelecká fell for the charm of South African music during her stay in that country several years ago. Lucie even studied singing with South African teachers, and Lucia even studied singing with South African teachers. And when she returned home after 3 years, she decided to bring the songs by the acclaimed singer and human rights activist Miriam Makeba to Czech audiences. On Saturday, she performed at the Africa Day held at Prague's Riverside Žluté Lázně. Unfortunately, it was a cold and drizzly day, but when I sat down with Lucia, she told me it had been a great show, despite the rain.
It was very, very nice, because it was quite bad weather, but a lot of people came, and I think they enjoyed African music. We brought quite a lot of sun to to the day.
How did you get involved and interested in African music?
I live in South Africa for 3 years, and basically I just loved African music. I love the people there and the vibe. So, yeah, this is the kind of music I really like to do.
I suppose there are many kinds of music that people play in South Africa. What kind of music do you play?
I play Miriam Makeba songs. Miriam Makeba was a South African artist who was known like Mama Africa. And this lady was very interested person because she was fighting against apartheid, and basically she used the biggest weapon what she had, and was her voice, you know, to basically tell people what is going on there and how important it is to help people there.
Are these issues still alive and sort of topical in South Africa?
Well, I think the situation changed, you know, because apartheid is not there anymore. But I think that it's still in the heart of the people, you know, especially black people, that they know what was happening. And I don't know, what I want to do with my music, it's basically to say to other people that it's very important how we treat each other. And it's not important which color we have.
You said you lived in South Africa for 3 years. How did you end up there?
Well, I lived there with my boyfriend. So it was kind of not interesting story.
You studied music singing in South Africa. How did that go?
Yeah, it was cool because South African vocal teachers are a little bit different than our teachers. Everything is more about feelings there than about, you know, to hitting right notes or something like that.
Your band, MAT, do you have South African players as well?
No. I found the musicians, like, basically they are my friends, and they are kind of people who have same feelings about this music like me. So, and MAT means Mama Africa Tribute Band. I sing in English, I sing in Zulu and Xhosa.
And how do Czech people react to that?
Well, because my program is, or my concerts are kind of educational as well, because I'm trying to tell people about every song, why the song was basically composed and what I'm singing about, you know, because they don't understand. So, yeah, they're quite cool with that.
Before you became interested and involved in South African music, you appeared in what you call Old Prague cabarets.
Yeah.
What made you take part in this kind of shows? Because, you know, these are very different from what you're doing now.
Yes, well, I was living in Czech Republic and I always enjoy singing and always enjoy performing. So I just put a program together, you know, it was basically for foreign visitors of Prague. And it was fun, but after a few years playing this program, I was kind of like, I really wanted to say something with my singing, you know. Mm. And this was fun, you know. So this is why African music is so important for me, because I can say some messages which are very important for people here.
Are you planning to do your own music as well, or are you just going to rely on Mama Africa?
Well, I'm planning to do my own music as well.
Ugañe matota se busile ma. Ugañe matota se busile ma. Ugañe.
and your band are involved or part of this project, organized with help of the South African Embassy in Prague, to help raise money for a school in Johannesburg. Can you tell us about the project?
Well, it won't be in Johannesburg, it will be in KwaZulu-Natal. I found the preschool there, which is basically 90% of the kids who are in preschool are orphans. And for me, I found that the biggest issue in South Africa is that it's not enough education there. You know, people don't have money to get educated. And I think that this is the biggest problem there, you know. So I would like to support this preschool and these kids that they can actually get the proper education.
Well, when Czechs hear about South Africa, it's usually something negative, either something about violence and crime, or perhaps about the fugitive Czech businessman Radovan Krejčíř, who seems to be based there. What's life like in South Africa? What was it like for you?
For me, you know, a lot of people are asking about the crime, and everybody is saying, "Well, it's very dangerous there." Nothing bad happened to me there, so I cannot say. But I had really beautiful life there. I really like the people and the vibration of African people. So I can't say.
Would you say that, because Czech Republic also seems to be going through a difficult stage, of course, on a very entirely different scale than South Africa was, but, you know, the relations between the majority of Czechs and some of the minorities, particularly the Romani minority, the relations are very difficult in the Czech Republic. Do you think that Czechs could learn something from South Africans?
Well, that is very difficult, you know. I think that from what I want to say to people, it's really how we need to treat each other, you know, and it really doesn't matter which color we have or, you know, if we poor or rich or, you know. So I think that we can learn from each other, you know, but I won't say that, you know, Czech people can learn from South Africans.
Have you actually played this music in South Africa or you just perform here?
I just perform here. It's quite strange because in South Africa I won the competition, singing competition there, and I was singing Czech songs there, and they really like it. And when I came back, I basically missed South African music, and I said, well, this is really what I want to do. And it was also very nice for me because, how I said, I'm singing mainly Maria Makeba songs. And when I lived in Johannesburg for like 6 months, I actually met this lady, but I didn't know that it's her. So for me now, it's really nice that I actually met my idol. I didn't know, but I had the opportunity to meet the lady.
And did she have a chance to hear you cover her song?
No, unfortunately not.
So what are your plans for the immediate future? Are there any possibilities for people in Prague or anywhere else in the Czech Republic to come and see your show?
Yes, well, we will have a performance on 27th of this month, and other plans are I'm actually going to South Africa on the start of October, where I will be performing with Zululand Gospel Choir. And we are going to make a CD together and performances over there.
And are you planning some kind of tour, perhaps, of the Republic with the choir as well?
Yes. We want to make a CD first and introduce it to people here, and after we would like to do some shows.
I was talking there to the singer Lucie Kostelecka. We are now rounding off our regular weekday program with a reround of Sound Czech, our Czech language learning program, brought to you by Dominik Jun.
Welcome to Soundcheck, the program in which listeners can learn about the Czech language through song lyrics. In this week's edition, we look at an unusual but common Czech phrase, Ani tak. This phrase is used considerably in the song Ani tak nehoří from the cult 1978 Czech musical Balada pro banditu.
Svíčka farářovi, jako se běla jí mojí
This love song is a duet between singers Miroslav Donutil and Iva Bitova. In it, we hear a character by the name of Nikola Shohai describing a series of images that cannot compare to the love he feels for the character of Eržika. Ani tak nehoří svíčka Farážovi, jako se bělají moji milé nohy.
Ani tak nehoří svíčka Farážovi, jako se bělají moji milé nohy, jako se bělají.
Ani tak is difficult to translate directly without understanding the context in which it is used. Essentially, it means not even and is used in conjunction with the word jako or as. Confused? Let's try to translate the sentence and you'll see what I mean. Not even a priest's candle burns as brightly as my love's legs.
Nevoní kořenička sladká, jako mě vonějí moji milé jabka, jako mě vonějí moji milé jabka.
The next two sentences follow the same pattern. Not even sweet plum brandy smells as sweet as my love's apples. And the last sentence, not even a blow to the heart moves me as much as my love's garden. There is, of course, subtle sexual imagery in this song, achieved through a lot of poetic wordplay, but decoding that is something I'll leave to each individual listener and reader.
Ani tak nebolí rána do srdéčka, jako mě bolela mě zahrádečka. Jako mě bolela milé zahrádečka.
Dominik Jun with Soundcheck was the final part of Radio Prague's English show for today. All our programs are available online at radio.cz. If you have any comments or questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. You can contact us at email at english@radio.cz. or by post to Vinohradská 12 12099 Prague 2. But for now, from me, Jan Richter, and all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you very much for joining us, and goodbye.